Just like humans, horses can experience physiological and psychological stress that ultimately affects their health. Because horses react to situations differently, factors that may cause stress to one animal may not upset another. In a moment, we will define stress and suggest management strategies that allow horses to perform at their best. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. Stress is a general term describing the combination of perceived psychological, physical, and environmental stimuli that elicit both behavioral and physiological responses in an animal. Scientists agree that there are two main types of stressors: physical, such as injury, changes in the environment, and exertion, and psychological stressors, such as perceived danger or threats, isolation from herd mates, and novel environments or noises. The immediate response to stress is brought on by stimulation of the sympathetic nervous system, which causes the release of adrenaline, a hormone responsible for the fight or flight response. The most common physical signs are increased respiration and heart rate, which are rapidly returned to normal if the stressor is transient or quickly removed. Chronic or continued stress results in a second stage of response with the release of the hormone cortisol, which in turn mobilizes glucose to provide energy. In the short term, cortisol is beneficial to the horse and helps it cope with stress, but continued release of cortisol has been implicated as a major contributing factor in the detrimental effects of chronic stress, such as decreased growth and reproductive capability, reduction of the body's immune response, and increased risks of gastric ulceration, colic, and diarrhea. This podcast discusses some of the most common stressors and what can be done to help the horse deal with them. Extremes in climate cause stress to the horse's body as it tries to thermoregulate. Horses usually deal better with cold weather than hot, humid conditions. But if they are older, don't have a proper hair coat, or are thin or ill, it is stressful for their body to maintain warmth if the weather is below freezing or they do not have shelter from wind and precipitation. You may see these horses shiver or notice that snow melts on their backs instead of accumulating on top. Feeding extra hay during the colder months helps the animal generate more internal heat from the digestive fermentation process. Also, conditioning a horse to cold weather by not blanketing it until it starts to shiver in the fall and winter, feeding it so it is carrying enough weight in winter to insulate its body, a body condition score of 5 or 6, using waterproof blankets if warranted, and providing shelter from wind and rain will help the horse get through the winter in good health. Extreme heat is another stress factor, particularly in horses that are overweight, over the age of 20, or involved in activities requiring them to exercise extensively. The hard-working horse generates huge amounts of heat in its body. Internal body temperature can rise high enough to be life-threatening to the horse. Horses have survived body temperatures over 106 degrees Fahrenheit, but are commonly considered to be at risk for metabolic failure at internal temperatures over 105 degrees. In response to heat stress, the horse will increase its sweating rate, move a large portion of blood flow at a faster rate to capillaries close to the skin, and increase its respiration. Its primary cooling mechanism is through sweating, and the evaporation of that sweat and convection of heat from the veins and capillaries close to the surface of the skin. Anything that diminishes sweating and the evaporation of sweat, such as high humidity, or inhibits airflow over the skin, such as occlusive leg bandages or blankets, creates more stress on the horse's thermoregulatory system. Some horses have a condition called anhidrosis, and the animal does not sweat at all or very little. Great care must be taken with these horses to work them for a short amount of time and in cooler parts of the day only. When treating heat stress, first move the horse to a shady area and, if possible, provide some form of airflow, such as fans, that will aid in the evaporation process. Spraying the horse with cold water, especially on the legs and abdomen, where veins and arteries lie below the skin, can aid in rapidly decreasing heat produced from the internal organs. Permit the horse to drink small amounts of water frequently and provide electrolytes to replace those lost by excessive sweating. If the horse's temperature is over 103 degrees Fahrenheit for more than 30 minutes, or if it looks like to be in severe distress, contact your veterinarian immediately. Some horses are more prone to heat stress than others. If a horse has a history of easily overheating, exercise it only in the cooler part of the day or in the shade. Avoid working at all in extreme heat and humidity, and monitor the horse's temperature, respiration rate, and sweat production. Supplement electrolytes before and after workouts, and make sure the horse has free access to salt blocks and water when not working. Changes of feed, erratic feeding practices, and a low forage diet can stress the digestive system, with the commonly seen result of ulcers, particularly in horses that compete at any level. The horse's stomach secretes acid even when it is not eating, yet only one half of its stomach is protected from damage from acid. When a horse grazes all day, the roughage helps absorb and buffer the digestive acids, but the ingestion of grain causes the secretion of the hormone gastrin that stimulates acid secretion. It is important to feed forage along with a grain meal, to feed at regular times, and to introduce any new feeds slowly. Ideally, the horse should have free access to hay or forage at all times when not working to minimize the risk of ulcers. Signs of ulcers are a change in attitude, poor appetite, colic, and decreased performance and/or body condition. To prevent ulcers, turn out horses as much as possible, minimize the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents, and practice good feeding habits. Another activity, transportation, can be both physically and mentally stressful to a horse. Physical factors include the need to withhold feed and water for periods of time, the noise and vibration of a moving vehicle, balancing and bouncing during the ride, poor ventilation, and the presence of dust, molds, exhaust, and other small particles. Psychological factors include the unnatural sense of confinement, separation from the herd, the noise and vibration of a moving vehicle, and exposure to strange animals and a new environment upon arrival at the destination. Transportation can result in diarrhea, dehydration, and shipping fever, a respiratory disease that develops during or up to 2 weeks following a long trip. To reduce transportation stress, provide adequate ventilation and regular stops to rest the horse if the trip lasts more than 12 hours. Check the Equine Science Center's podcast on horse transportation to hear more ideas for reducing stress while traveling with your horse. There are additional psychological stressors to horses besides transportation. Many psychological stressors are the result of the animal's perception of a situation. And like humans, each horse responds to situations differently. Three factors determine whether a situation is perceived as stressful. First is the experience of the horse. Second is the sense of control the animal has in the situation. And last is the horse's individual attitude. Psychological stressors produce the same increase in cortisol that physical stressors do, with similar effects on the digestive, cardiovascular, and immune systems. Allowing a horse time to acclimate to a situation and creating an environment where the horse feels safe can help reduce mental stress. We cannot eliminate all the stress in a horse's life, but the caregiver who understands what disturbs the horse can help reduce the strain and permit the horse to perform at its best while staying in a good mental state and healthy. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheets number 656 and 716, which are posted on the Equine Science Center website. They can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.